VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some very intense efforts which are underway in our culture today in an attempt to sway, to manipulate, and even motivate individuals to surrender their morals, to surrender their values, to surrender their sovereignty, to surrender their free speech, even to surrender their biblical faith and instead accept this world system, which includes immorality and socialism, diversity, equity, inclusion, and deep state solutions. There are entities who want the populace to be nothing more than, well, just to follow the Pied Piper and the allurement of his magical tune. But ladies and gentlemen, we've seen shifts in our culture to change in ways that perhaps were never dreamed by our founders, even imagined. But amidst this shift, which, by the way, started oh so subtle, there are individuals who are waking up, individuals who are saying enough is enough. Indeed, the winds of change are blowing, and Americans are revolting against the very policies and the dictates of the left. Joining us today, we welcome Robert Knight. He's a former Los Angeles Times news editor and columnist for the Washington Times, contributes to other publications as well. Robert has had senior positions in a number of pro-family organizations. He's written several books, including The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, Liberty on the Brink, and Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Bob, thanks for joining us here today.
Always good to be on Crosstalk with you, Jim.
Bob, let's start with the State of the Union address last week. And I know many of the president's allies on Capitol Hill, they gave him profound congratulations. He couldn't get off the floor. I mean, he stood there for forever and pats on the back and attaboys, many declaring it was powerful and that he hit a home run. Well, for many Americans, when you couple that speech he gave at the State of the Union with the speech that he gave September 1st of 2022 in Philadelphia, Independence Hall, speaking on the battle for the soul of the nation, these speeches have really worked as an alarm clock to average Americans to the anger, the harshness, and frankly, how far left the policies are being pushed. Do you believe that this has been an eye-opener for the American public?
Well, I would say it was the most partisan, bitter State of the Union I've ever seen. He was angry much of the time. He raised his voice. He slurred his words and hurried up in some phrasing, and it, for all the world, it looked like he was on drugs, and I think he was. I think he probably was on Adderall or something, some stimulant to get him going, which is scary when you think about it. He's the leader of the free world. He's got his finger on the nuclear button. He has no business being near the White House, much less being in charge of it. And I think the Democrats are going to cheer no matter what the guy says. And, you know, when the shoe's on the other foot, let's be fair, the Republicans do the same. They spring to their feet, and there are applause lines for them, and Democrats sit with their arms folded. It's a yearly ritual, depending on which party is in charge. But this one was different, because Joe Biden's running for president again, and the election's in November, and you think it would be reaching over across the aisle and trying to appeal to all Americans, but instead he just threw red meat to his far left base and vilified half of America, the MAGA people he thinks are the worst security threat in the world. It was very revealing and a little bit scary.
In what way?
Well, you think he's the president of the United States and he has that much contempt for a good portion of his country's population. Mm-hmm. He really seems to hate anybody who disagrees with him.
You know,
the left is good at that. They always say that Christians and conservatives and white people in particular are full of hate, but they're the ones throwing hate around all the time.
Yeah, I remember the words of was it Don Wildman who used to say those who yell out intolerance are the most intolerant of all. in that regard. You know, Bob, my stomach really turned when I heard the president do what he does and promote the killing of the preborn in a speech. And he accused his opponents of, wanting to end reproductive freedom. And in my opinion, he took God's name in vain when he said, "My God, what freedoms will you take away next?" I mean, he has such great concern that we're trying to protect human life in the womb and how gruesome and barbaric it is to really follow through on the policies he's promoting.
Yeah, really, there's no abortion he doesn't like. The Democrats are all in on unlimited abortion right up to the moment of birth. This is barbaric. It includes infanticide. And he didn't use the term abortion in the speech.
No.
You notice that. He wouldn't. He's using the euphemism, reproductive freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's telling women they can't have babies. They have reproductive freedom. What they shouldn't have is wholesale right to kill the babies in their womb for whatever reason they want at any stage they want. And most Americans agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, even people who say they're pro-choice are appalled at late-term abortions. They don't like midterm. They think it's okay if it's early on. But the Democrats are all in for any abortion at any time.
Well, to me, it seems that people across this nation are waking up. And we'll get to your column in just a moment. But speaking of this State of the Union speech, I mean, normally such a speech like this during prime time, every network, And when you have the legacy media, you know, being part of the applause line themselves, normally such a speech like this in the days following gives the president a bump in the polls. But, you know, today the comments are there's been no such bumps in the polls.
No, he actually declined a point in one of the major polls. And that almost never happens after you get the chance to make your case to the American people. It always gives a bump. Not this time. I think a lot of people saw through it, saw it as the ugly event it was. And, you know, that Mr. Biden's handlers aren't doing him any favors by letting him go on like this.
You just released a column this week called The Winds of Change. Bob, are you finding a growing population in our country that just is saying, enough is enough? We've seen these policies, and the winds are now changing in the other direction. Give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it struck me that the people of Oregon, who voted just a few years ago to legalize all drugs, pretty much. You're talking heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, even. And that unleashed tons of overdose deaths. In fact, in 2023, when they finally add them all up, it'll be something around 1,250 deaths in Oregon. The voters now, the legislature passed a bill overturning that liberal drug law. Now, the governor hasn't signed it yet. I think she probably will, just because of public opinion. But there's a very liberal state saying, "Oh my goodness, what have we done? Let's turn this around." In San Francisco, the citizens have been doing all sorts of things. They threw out three school board members a couple of years ago who were trying to take Abraham Lincoln's name off an elementary school and other prominent Americans. They're hard leftists. And the people of San Francisco said, "Look, we're liberal, but you're going too far."
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they got rid of the left-wing District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who was put in there by George Soros, who was responsible for many district attorneys in many big cities that have brought in soft-on-crime policies that have unleashed a crime wave in major cities. I mean, it's like clockwork. You can see these guys were put in, and then within a year or two, all hell was breaking loose. Chesa Boudin, by the way, is an interesting case because he's the son of two weathermen who were terrorists during the 1970s. They actually killed a police officer, the weathermen did, and his mother went underground for years, Kathy Boudin. I mean, you're talking about hard-left terrorist background, and yet people of San Francisco elected him, but then they got rid of him in a recall election.
Yeah,
I'd say that's progress.
Yeah, you know, Bob, when you were talking, you mentioned Oregon, and you talked about this number of drug overdose deaths, the number of people that have been lives just gone. Though they are reversing these policies, the sad part is the consequences remain. We can't undo the damage. And how many people have been introduced to drugs as a result of this, and now having to work through addiction programs and families that have been devastated and torn apart. And we can't undo what they've done in their experiment to legalize these harmful drugs.
Yeah, and what we can do is close the border. And we can go to war with the drug cartels, mm-hmm. and we can lean on communist China not to provide the chemicals that the Mexican drug cartels are using to make synthetic fentanyl. That's what's killing so many people. This past year, we've reached 109,000 opioid drug overdose deaths, at least 70% of them due to the synthetic fentanyl that originated in communist China. But, you know, do you see the Biden administration doing anything about any of these things?
No.
They like a wide-open border.
No.
They're not going to mess with China, and they don't seem to know what to do with the drug cartel.
They're blaming their counterparts, Bob, for not giving them for not giving him the authority to do what had been done previous.
Yeah, Trump had the border under control. Let's face it. If you look at the figures, they're glaringly different. But to be fair, you know, the fentanyl crisis started just before the Trump administration, and it got pretty bad. But because of the closing of the border, it didn't reach the levels that we're seeing now every year. It's been over 100,000 every year since 2021, and that's the first year Joe Biden took office.
You talk about the border, and it goes beyond just the drug issue. I mean, we are seeing issues. The leftist policies really drastically changed the most secure border our country has had. Even leftist cities now, Bob, the winds of change are blowing there, too, because even leftist cities are being run by leftist mayors are seeing the devastation that's coming to their towns.
Oh, yeah. And let's go to San Francisco again. In 2020, Mayor London Breed defunded the police by $120 million and got in on the Black Lives Matter rhetoric and everything. And last week, voters approved tough-on-crime measures that she backed. She's seen that it causes chaos, having soft-on-crime policies and open drug use and doing nothing about vagrancy. And San Francisco is ruined right now. I mean, they're going to have to do a lot to bring it back. And these are direct results of Democrat policies. And they always seem to come up with more policies that make things worse. But maybe these will. I said the column was the winds of change because I think that winds of change are blowing across the country in a good way.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Robert Knight is our guest today, and his column right now this week called The Winds of Change. We're going to talk about some more of those winds that are changing and people that are rising up across this nation saying enough is enough. But, Bob, for those who like to obtain your column, you've got a email address that they can drop you an email saying, include me in.
Yeah, every Monday I send out my column from the Washington Times. I write it and submit it on Friday to the Times. They run it over the weekend and then in the print edition on Monday. But I send it to a couple thousand people on my private list, and it doesn't cost anything. You just send me your name to robertknight4, that's the numeral 4, at gmail.com. You could just put sign me up in the subject line. You don't even have to write me a note. And I put you right on the list, no charge, and you get the column once a week.
Friends, again, that email address, Robert Knight, that's spelled with a K, Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. RobertKnight4@gmail.com. Just put in the word sign me up. You'll get his weekly columns that he sends to the Washington Times. If you miss that, we'll give it again later in the program. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, creation seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did man come from the chimpanzee?
Chris, according to evolution, chimps and man came from a hypothetical ape-like common ancestor, the so-called missing link. Recently, an evolutionist claimed he found clues that the common ancestor of chimps and man walked upright. Therefore, the chimps who live in trees had ancestors which walked upright on the ground. Was evolution from the tree down or from the ground up? Chris, I don't think either ever happened, but you can see the lengths to which evolution must go to salvage their theory and try to accommodate new evidence. Chris, the evidence doesn't support evolution at all. Apes and men were created as is back in Genesis. There have been minor variations in both, but no evolution.
To find out more about creation science, visit us on the web at www.icr.org. That's www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Robert Knight is with us today. He writes for the Washington Times, and friends, his columns can come directly to you at no cost, no subscription. All you have to do is drop him an email, Robert Knight, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. Just say, sign me up, and he'll be glad to include you on the list. His column actually this week that went out on Monday is entitled The Winds of Change and is subtitled Americans Are Revolting Against Leftist Policies. Bob, in our last segment, you brought up the BLM movement, and I'd like to talk about what's happening across the states as well on this. I mean, we saw in conjunction with the BLM movement that city leaders were very quick to follow leftist policies, slash the budget of their police departments. Let me ask you this. How is that working out for us?
Well, in the District of Columbia, which has gigantic letters, Black Lives Matter, written across one of the public streets, put there by Mayor Muriel Bowser in 2020, there's a crime wave that's driving a lot of stores out of the district. The police say we're going to hit 1,000 carjackings in the district, which is not that big an area. And a lot of these carjackings are deadly. You know, some of these young thugs are shooting people in the head and taking their cars. I mean, even the Democrats who run the city have had it, and they just passed a whole series of get tough on crime measures dealing with parole, bail, the kind of offenses they weren't prosecuting before. They're trying to get back to a system of sanity, back from the ridiculous policies that came out of the Black Lives Matter movement.
You know, we're also seeing its impact upon retail outlets that are leaving crime-ridden cities, and then they're being yelled at for being racist for doing so. How dare you close down your store in which all these shoplifters are taking the goods and services? They're called racist for doing that, but stores are saying, and their backlash is enough, and leaving these crime-ridden cities. And again, you talked about the devastation of San Francisco. This is another case in point.
Yeah, it is. In the District of Columbia, CVS is moving out its stores because, and the local papers, even the Washington Post has covered this, showing empty shelves. They can't keep anything stocked because people just walk in and grab it and walk out. In fact, I was returning from a Washington Nationals baseball game with my son this past fall, and the two people shoving a shopping cart full of stuff came racing by us, and we thought, what is this? And they were laughing wildly, and then we got up to a CVS at the next corner, and people were yelling, stop them, stop them! And then a police car came roaring around the corner. And I thought, okay, another day in the life of the district.
Yeah.
It just, you know, crime has gotten people's attention. They don't like it, and I think they're realizing who has unleashed it on the country.
Right. And as a result of this, too, we see even corporations that are leaving some of these major cities.
Oh, yeah, they're moving out. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are calling them racist for doing so, they want to keep their staff safe. They don't want to keep dealing with crime. It makes perfect sense. And they don't like the high taxes either, because when you allow social chaos to reign, you've got to increase government, and that means higher taxes for everybody.
Robert Knight is our guest here today on Crosstalk. Bob, we're seeing more and more people than ever that have been speaking up against these leftist policies as well by school boards. The mama bear concept has been coming out more and more in the last couple of years. These school boards that have been allowing the sexually explicit books and materials into the classroom. This is another wind of change that is having an impact across this nation.
Oh, it is. And in Loudoun County, Virginia, outside D.C., that it really began with the school board. coming down on a father who was complaining his daughter had been raped in a restroom and that the schools had covered it up, which they in fact did, that launched a huge parents' revolt, and that it kind of spread across the country. Although, you know, other places were parents were on to the bad curricula and the bad books too, in Colorado and lots of other states. But it's gotten to the point where the left is terrified of parents, and so they're cracking down. But this is fueling a homeschooling movement, a movement for Christian schools, and it's also fueling a movement to reform the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, give up on the public schools because they're gone. I mean, they're just left-wing indoctrination centers at this point. I say, well, that may be the case, but millions of kids are being educated in them. We can't just let that go. So why can't we create a vibrant Christian alternative and at the same time hold the public schools accountable?
Mm-hmm. And that is happening on many, many fronts. We're also, Bob, seeing, and I just saw that happen Monday of this week, a Kansas district judge, Teresa Watson, ruled to keep biological sex on IDs, adding that the decision doesn't violate the rights of individuals who identify as transgenders, but it's going to be male or female on the driver's licenses. That's another wind of change, because we've seen this whole trans movement that's trying to really transform our society. And again, people are waking up to what the impact of this is. And I commend this judge who is prohibiting this change on state IDs in the state of Kansas here. But comment on what you see happening with this whole transgender agenda as well that's being foisted upon this land, and what was proclaimed even running for the 2020 election. Former Vice President Biden talked about this transgenderism being the civil rights issue of our time.
Yeah, he would say something like that, wouldn't he? I mean, man's totally confused, and he's supposed to be a devout Catholic, and yet he's all in on redefining marriage. Pushing kind of sexuality that the Bible clearly is against for our own good. The transgender movement, I think, has caused more harm to the gay movement than anything else, because it's woken people up as to how radical it all is, how it really comes down to an assault on truth, an assault on the Bible, an assault on Christianity, and an assault on common sense. You know, in Great Britain, they just turned things around.
Yes.
They were very quick to embrace transgenderism and push it on kids, and now they've outlawed pushing transgender drugs and surgical procedures on kids. And I think that's coming here. More and more states are outlawing it for good reason. Kids, I think it's the most widespread form of child abuse. Taking a confused child and plying them with drugs that interrupt their puberty, and then setting them up for surgery that will be for life and damage them severely. I mean, this is mad science at its worst, and I think the country's had its fill of it. And along with that, the attack on women's sports
Yes.
has woken a lot of people up, too. And Riley Gaines is out there. She's amazing, champion swimmer. Who gives speeches, and she's a very articulate young woman who is calling attention to the injustice of putting men in women's sporting events. And now, this isn't about freedom and liberty and inclusion. This is about wrecking women's sports. People don't like it.
And it is being wrecked, and we have biological males who are robbing females of records, of scholarships, opportunities to proceed to advanced competitions, etc. It's happening in sport after sport after sport, and thankfully there are some that are standing up to this and not allowing this to take place. And there are schools that are trying to force this upon. We've got the NCAA at work in all of this as well. And it really is time for these winds of change to blow harder than ever.
Yeah, I don't think they can sustain this. It's so against nature and nature's God that it can't prevail. And I think someday we'll look back on this as a period of madness where people just kind of went insane for a while, couldn't tell the difference between a boy and a girl, and said they were interchangeable and looked at all the havoc that it wreaked and said, how could people have been that stupid? You know, sometimes when you're reading the Bible, you look back on the Israelites revolting against God time and again and embracing pagan religions, and you keep saying, gosh, with all that God gave them, how could they have done this?
Yeah.
And look at us. Look at America with all the blessings God has given us and how far we've drifted.
Robert Knight is our guest here today on Crosstalk, and we're talking about his latest column called The Winds of Change. And friends, if you'd like to receive his weekly columns, he writes for The Washington Times. They get it first, but you and Essence can get it next by being part of his email distribution list. No cost, no subscription. All you have to do is drop him an email to this email address, Robert Knight, and Knight is spelled with a K, Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. RobertKnight4@gmail.com. And just put in the subject line, sign me up. He'll know what it's all about. And he will get you included on his email distribution list so you can read his columns week after week. And Bob, I'm also on your website. We'll talk about your information there too. And I see you've done some upgrades on your website since you were on Crosstalk last. Tell us about what you have featured there.
Well, I've got 10 books featured, and I've added discounts. I'd finally discounted Crooked, which I wrote in 2022, and it was about the 2020 election. It puts all in one place, all the things that went on to steal the election, and I believe it was stolen. It was rigged, everything from social media to suppressing the Biden laptop, to mailing out millions of ballots, to having unmanned ballot boxes, to ballot harvesting. I mean, they pulled every trick in the book, and it's all there and documented. So anybody who reads that book and still says, well, there is no evidence that there was any widespread irregularities in that, they'd have to be blind. I mean, it's all there, and it's all very compact. I tried to put it all in one place for people because, you know, people are out there still claiming that there was nothing to see there in 2020. Yeah, there was a lot to see. And a lot of people are very worried it's going to happen again this November.
Well, I'd like to ask, and by the way, folks, his website is RobertHKnight.com. Robert H, that letter H is important for the website, not for the email, but for the website, RobertHKnight.com. Click on store, you'll find access to the book there. But since we're talking about winds of change today, Bob, are we seeing winds of change? Are people waking up to the issues of the 2020 election? Is there meaningful enough change that's taking place for 2024?
Well, if you look at Joe Biden's approval numbers, they're way down. I mean, they're where you couldn't possibly be reelected without a little extracurricular help. And the other thing is that on these issues, my goodness, the Republicans are way ahead of the Democrats on securing the border. They know that the Democrats over the last 4 years have left it wide open and let in literally millions of people and not vetted them, and we're seeing crimes and all kinds of terrible occurrences, such as drug overdoses from the fentanyl that's pouring over. I mean, you name it. It's people are fed up, and I think that will be President Trump's signature issue, securing the border. Yeah. But he also has a couple other issues up his sleeve, like stopping the war on American energy independence. As soon as Mr. Biden got in office, he began declaring war on oil and gas, and that spurred inflation. Stuck with inflation.
Let's pick up with this issue of energy independence as well, and whether or not the winds of change are blowing there from what they have been. Robert Knight is our guest here today in Crosstalk. A quick break. Friends, be formulating your questions, your comments. We'll be opening phone lines in our next segment as well. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Mormonism has been increasing its profile across the United States. Author Ron Rhodes says, although claiming to be Christians, Mormons depart from historical Christianity on a number of essential doctrines. In his book, The 10 Most Important Things You Can Say to a Mormon, Ron Rhodes provides fact-filled, easy-to-understand, and essential information to effectively witness biblical truths to people led astray by this false teaching. In this book, you'll discover tools you need to effectively talk to Mormons about their faith and guide them to the biblical God, the biblical Jesus, and the biblical gospel. You'll understand the Mormon's view of the Bible, the origin of the Book of Mormon, the consequences of not acknowledging the Trinity, and the inadequacy of a gospel of works.
The 10 Most Important Things You Can Say to a Mormon is available for a donation of $15 or more to VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and friends, the winds of change we're talking about are the winds that are revolting against leftist policies. Those are the winds that we're referring to, those that are revolting against the policies of the left. Robert Knight is with us today, and just again to review his website, roberthknight.com. That's his website. You'll find wonderful, good resources there in his store, and has them reduced, roberthknight.com. You can also sign up for his newsletter, his column, I should say, Robert Knight 4. No middle initial there, just Robert Knight, spelled with a K, Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com. So, Bob, we were talking about energy independence, and we were at that point some 4 years ago, and we've seen what the impact of leftist policies are having. Are the winds of change blowing here?
They're blowing big time. The whole electric vehicle revolution is stalled. The big companies are saying, you know, they're not buying our cars and trucks. They don't want them. The dealers are screaming. They're saying we have thousands of vehicles on our lots. People find them impractical. They're too expensive. They don't think they'll be able to always get a charge if they're on a long trip. And if they find a charge, it takes a long time to charge up. You can't just fill up the tank quickly and take off. And so people don't want them. And then we're also finding out that they're not a big plus for the environment. To produce these electric cars and these batteries sends up far more greenhouse gases than a typical car does. So it's not even good for the environment. Yeah. The other thing is even, you know, the whole idea that windmills and solar panels are going to replace fossil fuels is nonsense. Everybody knows it. We need them, the fossil fuels. And they've been canceling major projects. Off New Jersey, the largest windmill company in the world canceled a major windmill project, and they didn't think it'd be cost effective. And other projects are being canceled, and now we're seeing an upsurge in fossil fuel production again. And Joe Biden is under attack from the extreme green lobby because he's allowing some more exploration and drilling because he has to. I mean, if the Democrats aren't all going to be thrown out of office, they can't keep presiding over this energy-caused inflation. And, you know, it isn't just government spending. The inflation really took off after the attacks on oil and gas sent gasoline way up to $4 and $5 a gallon. Mm-hmm. That raised all the prices. And if you go to the supermarket, everybody knows what we're talking about here.
Yep. Exactly. Everybody except the one who made the State of the Union speech. Bob, we were just talking.
Potato chips.
Yeah. we were, yes. And what do they call that? Shrinkage. Yeah, shrinkflation or something like that.
Shrinkflation.
We were talking about the electric vehicles, and just after the start of this year here in 2024, Hertz Rental, the rental car place, the headlines were Hertz selling 20,000 used EVs, talking about higher repair costs and the fact that people don't want them. And so, you know, they were once praised by the Biden administration and used as an example. Look at what Hertz is doing. Well, they have shifted their strategy as the winds of change are blowing.
Yeah, they have. And the other thing is that electric vehicles are far heavier than gas-powered vehicles.
Road damage.
Tearing up the roads.
Yep.
And that'll create more costs, and that unleashes more so-called greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. And I don't believe for a minute that the warming of the Earth is due to human activity. Okay, I'll just put that out there. I think it is warming up because we're still coming out of a little ice age. But as far the idea that somehow CO2 in particular causes global warming is nonsense. The CO2 cools down itself very quickly. If you do a lab experiment, you can see. And you could also take just weather data from the last 3 decades and see that at times of intense CO2 concentration in the atmosphere, the temperature of the Earth actually dropped. So it couldn't possibly be causing the warming. But they just keep telling us, they keep telling us over and over that, you know, cow flatulence and human-caused CO2 is going to heat up the world and we'll have disaster, so turn over all your civil liberties to us. They think we're going to keep believing them. But yeah. I think the winds of change are blowing. I think people are realizing that the ruling elites have lied to us in so many areas. I think COVID-19 was huge. I think people realize they've been lied to so many ways, and they start examining other things we've been told.
Mm-hmm. Friends, we're opening our phone lines. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a brief comment, Robert Knight is our guest here today, 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And Bob, as we take a look at all that's happening around us, you talked about the winds of change, and frankly, there are many times people feel I'm isolated. I'm all by myself in these thoughts, but I'm so glad to hear Bob talking about them today. But sometimes the tendency is that many times people would just want to throw up their arms in despair. What good is any of this doing? I've spoken out against this before. My voice is not being heard. Just might as well give up. What do you say?
Well, that's a natural tendency. I feel that way sometimes, you know, like I'm blowing into the wind here. But since the winds are blowing the other way now, I think it's a great time for people to get more active and involved. I know people who have never served as poll watchers or poll workers who are now saying, you know what, somebody's got to do this, and we've got to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to run for the school board who wants good, clean education for kids that doesn't disparage our country or sexualize kids. You know, if people sit back and give up, of course the worst will happen. But I think a lot of people are seeing that because so many of the lies we've been told are being exposed, that now is a time of change. And like I mentioned, women's sports, I think that will be turned around. I think parents, athletes, they're going to take this on and say no more. And I think it's already happening.
And there are those who are pulling their gals from sports, teams that have forfeited games, and we're not going to play against them for safety reasons. And we have seen the injury of biological girls from males who are, confused, gender confused, and are harming them, Bob, boxing and the spiking of the volleyball and all kinds of sports that even those that, yeah, there's contact taking place.
Yeah, boys have no business playing with girls in any of these contact sports, and parents know that now. But, you know, we let it go this long because the media are so powerful, and they enforce an ideology saying that if you question any of this, you're a hate-filled bigot, and we're going to make that clear. And who wants to be a hate-filled bigot? Yeah. I mean, it's not something any of us wish, and especially if it isn't true. There's no hatred in defending what's normal and decent and right, and people out there need to know that and stand up for what's right.
Friends, our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We have a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Maybe you can talk about the winds of change blowing in your community, what's happening revolting against leftist policies there and victories that you've seen take place. Friends, let's go to Martha in the state of Georgia. Martha, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I agree with most of the things that is being said. I just have a problem with people in general when they say, when they're using, like, President Trump. He is former President Trump, and then they're saying Mr. Biden, and that is President Biden. And I just wish people in general would respect the title. Whether we respect the person or not is a different story.
Okay. And any comment on our main topic today? And I'll have Bob comment back.
Thank you.
Okay. Bob, your response.
Point made. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with her. She's right. It is former President Trump. Shortened it. And I said Mr. Biden to be respectful, since he is president. she's made a point. It is President Biden. It's former President Biden. Let's move on.
Maureen in East Troy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I have a question about the CO2 and then also about windmills and
Maureen, listen. What is your specific question? You say you have a question about it, but what is your question?
Okay. I guess my question is, what does he think of all this CO2 sequestering that they want farmers to do?
Okay, like the carbon capture pipelines and so forth. Okay, and the sequestering. Thank you for the call, Maureen. Bob, any response?
I think it's nonsense. There's no evidence CO2 causes global warming.
Yeah.
Okay? Case closed. They just say they think it does. They don't have any evidence to show that. This is sort of circular reasoning. You know how, same with evolution. You know, if something happens and you think, my goodness, that seems impossible, they say, evolution caused it over the millions of years. And then they have no evidence, but they basically say, if we say it often enough, you're going to believe it. It's the same thing with the human-caused warming. They don't have the evidence. In fact, the evidence is against it. That it's human-caused, and there's a lot more evidence for natural trends. The Earth over the eons has been a lot warmer than it is now, when you didn't have any CO2 gases from humans. How do you explain that?
Good question. Let's go to Carol in Cudahy. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am to God to hear good news for a change.
Yeah.
Please tell me more. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you, really, because the legacy media is not going to give us this, Bob. We're not going to get this. And what we're seeing, the winds of change are blowing. And by winds of change, we're talking about revolting against leftist policies. There is a lot of victories having. And people have said all of a sudden they're waking up saying, we have gone too far. We need to, we need to reverse course here.
Yeah, and before the show began, you mentioned a poll. And probably ought to bring that up now, Jim.
This is a situation that came out. Here's the headline: American support for homosexual marriage declines for the first time in years. This is a survey from the left-wing Public Religion Research Institute, Bob, and they're talking about, though, like with marriage equality. They said it's dropped a couple points, still at 67% lopsided, but this is a first reversal. And then also among millennials, the marriage equality issue, Gen Z and millennials, dropped by a notably bigger margin from a high of 79% in 2018 to 71% today.
Yeah, that's still way too high.
Yeah, absolutely.
For something this absurd. But I think what's happened is the transgender movement has gone so far that people have been shocked, and they've seen what's happening to children in schools, they're seeing what happened to women's sports, and they're starting to question the whole thing. Is nature really that arbitrary? Are there really more than two sexes? They're questioning the whole thing, and they're thinking, hey, I'm allowed to question the whole thing. The left says, no, you can't. You're a hater and a bigot if you do. But people are seeing through that now.
And, folks, we must stand up. We must question. We'll be back in just 1 minute to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk. Robert Knight is our guest, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. On Sunday night of this week, I started a brand new study on the book of Revelation, chapter 1, study 1. You can watch and listen at worldviewtube.com. Sadly, the book of Revelation is not taught by many pastors, and I'm thankful for the ones that do. But it's not taught for many reasons. One reason is because there is a belief that God is done with the nation of Israel. It's called replacement theology. And you know, the book of Revelation, of course, gets into the tribulation, which will be used by God to get the attention of the Jews. And praise the Lord, so many are going to come to Yeshua or Messiah, become great evangelists. And the Bible says so many are coming to Christ, it's almost impossible to number them. I'm thankful for the shepherds that are teaching the book of Revelation. I hope you'll study it with us and on your own. It's more relevant now than it has ever been. I'm Brandon House.
We'll be going right back to the phone lines in just a moment. But friends, if you'd like to read Bob's columns, you can do that. He writes for the Washington Times on the weekend, and then the day after, Mondays, he sends his column out to those on his list. No subscription, free of charge. And just send an email to Robert Knight, that's spelled with a K, Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com. Robert Knight 4 at gmail.com. All you have to do is put sign me up in the subject line, and he'll take it from there. Let's get right back to the phone lines to Phoenix, Arizona. We have Dave calling. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. I appreciate your program today, but the CO2 in the atmosphere makes up 0.04% of the atmosphere. And so they think that yeah. That causes a... And then just another comment. I think the electric cars, when they had the storm surge down in Florida, because it's electrolyte, you know, the seawater is an electrolyte, they started on fire.
The salt water was not a friendly companion to them at all.
No, it started them on fire.
Yeah.
Thank
you for the call. And again, the winds have changed, Bob. People are waking up saying, and when you have these power outages, and we had the severe cold in Chicago, and they talked about the recharge stations being nothing more than a graveyard. They could not recharge electric vehicles during the midst of the severe cold.
Yeah, and, you know, we had an incident in the Washington area in Route 95, which goes through all the way up the East Coast, but it was in Virginia. It was a massive accident, and people were stuck in their cars for 24 hours on Route 95.
Wow.
And if these had all been electric cars, they all would have been dead.
Carl is calling from Lake Delton, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Carl.
Well, I praise God for both of your ministries. You know, the Pillow Man's got that absolute proof DVD. I don't know why they don't enter that in evidence when Fox News was fighting for their lives for the election fraud that they said was going on. And I don't know why Trump doesn't use it either. That is 2.5 hours. It's extensive. They know when the votes were taken. They did a forensic on the Dominion computers. They have so much information on there. I don't know why they don't use it.
Okay. Any comment, Bob?
Well, that's a good question. And you know, a lot of those court cases that they say, well, the court's dismissed all these cases after examining the evidence. No, they didn't. Most of the cases were dismissed on procedural grounds. Yeah. They didn't even want to mess with it. I imagine there was so much pressure not to look at the evidence because it would have... A judge who would throw out an election result based on hard evidence he'd seen would be faced with... he'd become a national lightning rod. And I happen to think the Supreme Court can also be pressured. They should have looked at some of these claims before the election, and the claims by states that the rules had already been changed illegally in many states. They ignored it, and I think they said it wasn't their jurisdiction. I thought, oh, come on. Yeah, that's what you're there for, to adjudicate between the states.
Carl, we appreciate...
So that was shocking to me.
Thank you, Carl, for the call. And just a quick heads up for those in the state of Wisconsin, whereby the former Supreme Court did not allow these election drop boxes all over the place. Well, we have a new liberal court now, and now they're being petitioned to allow these back in all over the state of Wisconsin. So be watching that lawsuit. Tom in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate you, gentlemen. In Bourbon County, our state representative brought a resolution before the county about not allowing organizations to bring in and drop illegals in our county, and it passed.
Wow.
2-1.
All
well,
right.
That's a praise the Lord for our county.
Yeah.
They did nothing else right. That was a good one.
Indeed. Indeed.
And I'm all for elections, not selections, so that's the difference between Biden and Trump.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Okay. By the way, you mentioned Wisconsin. Yeah. You know, I did see the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled the other day against Catholic Charities,
yeah.
Saying that they had to meet a higher bar for people to claim, for them to claim a religious exemption and people to give tax-exempt donations. They ruled they were a secular, because they did secular work. Yeah. It's a way to put them out of business if they can.
Yeah.
This court really is radical now.
Let's get to Isaac in New York. You're on the air, Isaac.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. First, let me ask you this. Your guys were talking about something written in stone, you know, the commandments. Well, one of the commandments is story told to cause harm is a mortal sin. But let me ask you this. You guys said Jesus Christ, but actually, do you know the derivation of that? Esau the Masoretic?
No, I'm missing your question here. You got to be
humming. Yeah, I can't understand you. What
is your question, Isaac?
My question is this. You guys are talking like you guys don't understand anything. Esau the Masoretic, a Christos, the reason that they say Jesus Christ is because of Christos. It's a fairy that brings messages from God.
No, not a fairy.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness, sir?
I'm asking you a question. Do you know what a Christos is?
We're referring to the
Christos?
Christ. Christos is certainly a reference to Christ. I don't know where you're going, sir. You're not on topic here today, so we're going to move on. But Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And it's only through him that we can have salvation. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. We're going to squeeze in Joanne in Tucson, Arizona. Joanne, you're on the air.
Hi. Can your guest give me sources for the evidence against the what they call climate change so I can look at the evidence myself?
Great. Thank you.
Go to Climate Depot. Okay. Climate Depot, I think, .com. You can go to the Heartstone Institute. You can go to the Heartland Institute. I'm sorry. They've done some very good work on this. There was a column in the Washington Times that I helped bring about by a gas engineer who did an experiment with CO2 and found out it cooled very quickly. And he said, well, you know, this is proof in the lab that CO2 doesn't cause warming.
Hmm.
You might just Google that one.
ClimateDepot.com is a website. You'll find much information there. We are out of time.
Yeah.
Robert Knight is our guest here today on the program. Again, his website where you see his resources, RobertHKnight.com, RobertHKnight.com. And to get his column, just drop him an email, RobertKnight4@gmail.com. Bob, thanks for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Jim. It always goes by too fast.
It does go by quickly. And friends, we thank you for your calls here today on the broadcast. The winds are change, revolting against leftist policies. Well, those winds are increasing in their intensity, and certainly you can let your voice be heard. But friends, let's be ambassadors for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.